Wednesday, November 2nd, having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, there's a new survey out by the Barna Group. Rather interesting. Initially, it sounds like bad news, but maybe it's not. Americans are twice as likely to say the government is responsible for creating meaningful change in the nation than they are to say the same about the church. The poll released last week found that 52% of U.S. adults believe the national government is responsible for creating meaningful change, while only 26% answered that way about religious organizations and 25% about Christian churches. Despite the survey seemingly having bad news for religious institutions, Americans say they would still trust a Christian pastor for guidance when dealing with a difficult conversation about a sensitive topic, with 70% answering affirmatively. Americans still value the contributions of individuals, according to a different section of the survey. Asked to name which persons are responsible for creating meaningful change, Americans listed individuals, 48%, myself, 46%, above the president, 44%, politicians at 42%, yet even there, religious leaders came in at 26%, Christian leaders at 26%.
On the one hand, this survey can be discouraging in that they look at religious institutions and say, well, we would rather the government set the standards of our culture, that set the parameters of our culture, and not religious institutions. But from a biblical world and life view, I do not find that ultimately discouraging, because I don't believe the church has been sent into the world to legislate the culture. In fact, I think that's exactly what God has put the state in place to do, to legislate the law of the land. And I'm not sure whether they're looking at the church as the influencer or the church as the enforcer of the culture. I actually believe it's the state that enforces the law of the land, which is a cultural statement of what we believe is right or wrong. Now, I'm deeply concerned about that right now. Tom, we just had an event where the President of the United States gave a formal setting, an interview in the Oval Office to a quote-unquote TikTok celebrity journalist. I think in that person's own mind, that's what they are. But he affirmed it. He clearly had an agenda in doing it. And then this person declares themselves not a trans woman, but a trans glittery girl. That's what they declared themselves to be. Sitting across from the president, and we're acting like this is a normal moment where a grown biological man, male, temporarily trying out being a trans glittery girl. And the president's response is a benediction upon them. God love you. So here we have a survey that says we want the government to be in charge of the culture. We trust the government. Here is the head of the government, the President of the United States, who from the Oval Office is supposed to be setting the moral standards of behavior while upholding the ethical absolutes that have been embraced in our constitutional form of government. And that's where you put your trust. So there is a very discouraging moment. But on the other hand, we believe that the setting of the parameters of law is a process of what God has ordained the state to do. How does the church affect that? The church does not affect it by the church taking over the state to set the law parameters of the land. The church influences the parameters and the law of the land and the morals of the land through its mission of making disciples who observe the whole counsel of God. And when Christians are discipled, they then go into the world as salt and light. So the survey affirms the role of individuals in the affectation upon the culture, and seemingly is acknowledging that the state is supposed to maintain those standards. How are those standards embraced? Well, I believe that's the role of the church through discipleship, creating Christians who prayerfully, persuasively enter into the public square for public policy that brings sanity to a culture. I actually would not be excited about a survey that said, we want the church to enforce the culture of the land, because then comes the question, well, which church, which religion? Our forebears did not want the church to be the arbiter of the culture, but did engage in protecting the free practice of religion, so as the church made disciples, it would produce citizens that would influence the culture by persuasion, by prayer, by proclamation, by debate, and by citizenship, whereby we elect people who engage in the leadership of our nation with sanity. Our role in society is to influence it through accomplishing our mission of discipleship with our message, the whole counsel of God. And then the Christians enter into society showing mercy and biblical justice, and the Christian then becomes salt and light to affect the society. So here's what I would say. Don't be discouraged by this survey. Thankfully, the survey also affirmed over 70%, if I have a need, you need to go to your pastor, and affirmed the role of the pastor in pastoring, discipling, caring, counseling, and comforting. That unleashes into the culture God's people as a lampstand to give heat and light, bringing the truth of the gospel and the power of the gospel of grace to bear upon society. So, Tom, when I read a survey like this and I see the cartoonish example of the President of the United States promoting, promising government resources for the amputation of the private parts of children, the mutilation of their bodies, the grooming of them with educational curriculum that oversteps the bounds of propriety and eviscerates the boundaries of sexual ethics. As I see that, I am discouraged. I am also discouraged as a minister, Tom. I constantly try to stay away from being partisan. But when I see the head of our government and the head of his political party with the policies that it's established, I wonder how any believer can participate in that party. Even though I would also say, when I see the inconsistencies of other political parties, I wonder how a believer can participate in that. But on the other hand, if you want the culture to be changed, you have to engage. But for us to engage for cultural transformation, we need the church to stay on its mission of center transformation, of salvation, of sanctification, of discipleship, and then believers will exhibit the godly changes that happen from the inside out when in Christ you get a new heart, you get a new record, and you get a new life. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. The old passes away. Behold, here is the new. And that salt and light is what will ultimately change a nation from the inside out.
Contemporary progressive Christianity in today's evangelical church is the 21st century version of an ongoing spiritual battle. Just like the liberal Christianity before it, contemporary progressive Christianity is actually anti-Christian, claiming to rescue Christianity from cultural irrelevance while actually undermining and denying biblical truth through cultural accommodation. Harry Reader's 9-part series, Progressive Christianity in Biblical Perspective, is a must for your Christian library. It would make a great resource for a Bible study or a Sunday school class. To order your copy of this series, go to briarwood.org/progressive CD. Well, thanks for being with us today. Join us again tomorrow, Thursday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.